Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Hello, Adam. Or is it Lester? Or is it Craig? How are you?
Morning, Craig. Lester. Yes. Well, thank you. How are you?
Well, better than Craig, and I hope his situation is sorted and the other 300 people waiting outside our Department of Home Affairs where you get your ID documents, birth certificates, etc. It's a perennial problem. But anyway, there are other issues. Vladimir Putin, fresh out of his, after his visit with, meeting with Xi Jinping, he's very unhappy that the UK has pledged not only military support to Ukraine, but nuclear support. I've seen that some experts say, no, that's absolutely rubbish in terms of there's no confirmation of nuclear support, but it is what's currently seeing Vladimir Putin see red.
Yes, he referred to it as a nuclear component in some of the ammunition that the UK is going to send, essentially shells used by Challenger tanks. Britain is sending some older Challenger tanks. They use depleted uranium in the ammunition. And the moment you say uranium, it sounds a little bit, ooh, hang on, what's going on there? And that's absolutely what Vladimir Putin has done. Contrary, I'm sure, to any advice from his military panel, and indeed from any neutral expert, it's not a nuclear component. It's actually the stuff that's a byproduct of nuclear energy or nuclear weapons. But it is not in itself a nuclear weapon. It's toxic. It is controversial. There are countries, I think, for instance, the American Abrams tanks have depleted uranium in the armor plating rather than in the shells that they use. But Australia, in taking a delivery of American Abrams tanks, basically had the depleted uranium removed. Of course, it does slightly weaken the tank as well. It's a moot point as to whether that's a good idea or not. We're in saber-rattling territory, essentially, and give Vladimir Putin any excuse, or indeed no excuse, and he will rattle that saber and try and cross that sword. I mean, maybe he's showing off to Xi Jinping. Look at me, I can blow hot and cold, I can tub thump, I can threaten. Mm. And it's not the first time he's threatened a member of NATO, after all.
Now, there was recently a story in Libya where there was a concern of missing barrels, something like 2.5 tons of missing barrels of uranium was eventually found a couple of days later because what the experts may believe is that they realize, whoever nicked them realized, oh, what we're going to do with 2.5 tons of uranium. So fortunately, particularly for an environmental point of view, it is now safe under the control of Tunisian or Libyan authorities. And then the United Nations, concern. They flagged a global water crisis that could spiral out of control. It's due to overconsumption and also the climate crisis.
Yes, and of course, what they're talking about is not just necessarily a shortage of water, although that is a biggie, because of course people do still, amazingly, in our world, die through a lack of water. They talk about imminent risk of shortages. The world is, as this report puts it, traveling a dangerous path with a vampiric overconsumption and overdevelopment. But it also includes people who have too much water. Mm. So whatever, and we know too much water, I mean, we're talking flooding, for instance, scary stuff. This three-day gathering in New York today is day two. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is talking about humanity's lifeblood and unsustainable water use. But the fact is that whether it's too little, which is perhaps the scarier part, or too much, 3.5 billion people live under conditions of water stress, some problem with water at least 1 month a year. So that's pretty much half the planet has a problem with water for at least 1 month of the year. That's a lot of us, and obviously a big problem that needs sorting. I say that glibly, like it's going to get sorted in a three-day conference in New York, but you know, fingers crossed they do something anyway. Mm.
And then finally, a deadly fungal invasion. That's an unusual outbreak in the US, which has the Center for Disease Control quite worried.
Yes, the actual facts are that it's something called Auroris candida. It's a fungal infection. It's not athlete's foot. It's a bit scarier than that. It's something that particularly gets hold of people whose immune system is already weakened. So it's picking on vulnerable people. I mean, not unlike the scarier aspect of COVID was that it, you know, attacked the elderly and the people already with lung issues or heart problems or whatever. So a deadly fungal infection that has claimed lives and is on the increase. And the increase is that in 2020, there were about 700 cases across America. In 2021, about 1,500 cases across America. In 2022, last year, 2,500. So cases almost doubling every year. And given that medical devices like ventilators or catheters don't help, and it's attacking people who are already using those things, I have to say, there's also a fictional side to this as well, which I have seen on a little bit of social media, inevitably, which is the HBO series, The Last of Us, which I've just finished watching, about fungus that essentially invades human beings and turns us into zombies and then takes over the world. It's not quite like that. It's not The Last of Us, but still, it is a scary fungal thing.
It's not the thing to watch when there's an outbreak of a deadly fungal infection currently in the US. But Adam Gilchrist, really looking forward to chatting to you tomorrow again with the Real Worldview. Have a good one. Bye-bye.